Have you ever wondered why you wake up so early, especially at 3 a.m.? What does it mean when you wake up at 3, 4, or 5 in the morning? Is it just a coincidence, or is there something deeper behind these nightly awakenings? In this video, we will explore the spiritual significance of sleep cycles and how they can reveal important messages from God. Let's begin. The Bible speaks to us about sleep cycles and how God can use them to communicate with us. Let's look at some examples. In the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verses 10 to 22, we find the story of Jacob, son of Isaac, who had a prophetic dream while sleeping outdoors. In the dream, he saw a ladder connecting heaven and earth, with angels ascending and descending on it. He also saw the Lord, who promised him the land where he was lying, and descendants as numerous as the dust of the earth. Upon waking, Jacob realized he was in a sacred place and named it Bethel, which means house of God. He made a vow of faithfulness to the Lord and offered a tenth of everything he owned. The story of Jacob and his prophetic dream in Genesis 28, 10 to 22 is fundamental in Christianity for several reasons. First, it shows how God communicates with his children through visions and dreams, revealing his will and promises. Jacob's dream reveals the connection between heaven and earth, symbolized by a ladder with angels ascending and descending, suggesting communication between God and humanity, as well as the promise of divine blessings and protection. Jacob's story also teaches about the importance of recognizing God's presence in seemingly ordinary places. Despite sleeping outdoors, Jacob realized he was in a sacred place upon waking. This reminds us that God is present everywhere and that we should be open to his presence and direction in our daily lives. Jacob's act of naming the place Bethel, meaning house of God, is significant as it shows his recognition of the divine presence in that specific place and his willingness to honor God in that space. He also made a vow of faithfulness to the Lord and offered a tenth of everything he owned, reflecting his commitment to God and his willingness to obey and follow his teachings. Regarding waking up in the early hours, according to God's call, Jacob's story teaches us to be attentive to signs and divine communication, even during our sleep hours. Just as Jacob had a significant encounter with God while sleeping, we too can experience moments of revelation and spiritual connection during the night. It is possible that God calls us to prayer, meditation, or reflection in the early hours, and we must be open and receptive to his voice. Another inspiring story is that of Moses, found in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. Moses, the liberator of Israel, had a supernatural vision while tending the sheep of his father-in-law in the desert. He saw a burning bush that was not consumed. As he approached to see the wonder, he heard the voice of God, who called him by name and told him to take off his sandals, for he was standing on holy ground. God revealed his name, I Am, and entrusted Moses with the mission of liberating his people from slavery in Egypt. The story of Moses and the burning bush is emblematic and offers valuable lessons about the relationship between God and humanity, as well as the divine call and mission of believers. First, it illustrates how God can reveal himself in supernatural ways, even in the most unexpected moments and in seemingly ordinary environments, such as the desert. The burning bush that Moses saw, but which was not consumed, is a sign of divine power and God's sanctifying presence in everyday life. The interaction between Moses and God also highlights the importance of humility and reverence in the presence of the divine. When God orders Moses to take off his sandals because he is standing on holy ground, it emphasizes the respect and submission needed when approaching God. This teaches us to be aware of the holiness of God's presence and to approach him with humility and reverence. The revelation of God's name as I Am underscores God's eternity, omnipresence, and authenticity. This name reveals God's nature as the supreme being who always is, always was, and always will be. Additionally, by entrusting Moses with the mission of liberating the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt, God demonstrates his faithfulness and commitment to his people, as well as his power to fulfill his promises. Just as Moses, had a supernatural experience in the desert while tending the sheep. We too can be called by God at any moment and place, even while we are sleeping. Let's now turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 49, where we read the story of Daniel, the prophet of God, who had the ability to interpret the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. The king had a dream that troubled him, but he could not remember it. He ordered all the wise men of the kingdom to tell him the dream and its meaning under penalty of death. None of them could do it, except Daniel, who asked the king for time to pray to God and receive the revelation. God showed Daniel the dream and its interpretation, which consisted of a great statue made of different metals, representing the empires that would dominate the world until the arrival of the kingdom of God, which would be eternal. Daniel told the king the dream and its meaning, and the king was amazed and recognized that Daniel's God was the true God. Nebuchadnezzar's dream relates to the Christian life in several ways. First, it shows that God is the only one who knows the future and reveals it to his servants, the prophets. Daniel could interpret the king's dream because God showed it to him, not because of his own wisdom or ability. This teaches us to trust in God and his word, seeking his direction and revelation in our lives. Similarly, Nebuchadnezzar's dream was a way for God to communicate with the king, revealing his plan and purpose for history. God can also communicate with us through dreams, visions, impressions, or other ways known only to him, revealing his will and direction for our lives. Therefore, we must be attentive and receptive to his voice, not ignoring or dismissing his messages. These stories show us that God can use dreams and visions to speak to us, show his will, warn us of dangers, comfort us, encourage us, and prophesy many other things. We should know that night awakenings are a very common phenomenon that affects millions of people worldwide. According to some studies, 42% of adults wake up at least once during the night, and 29% do so multiple times. There are many possible causes for these awakenings, such as stress, noise, temperature, pain, reflux, sleep apnea, among others. However, there is an explanation that goes beyond the physical and psychological related to spirituality. But what exactly does it mean to wake up at a specific time of night? Is there any hidden message we should decipher? According to some beliefs, each hour of the night has a specific meaning related to our emotional, mental, and spiritual state. Here comes the most important part of the video, so pay close attention. I will explain what it means to wake up at each hour of the night from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. and how you can take advantage of this moment to improve your life. Let's see. If you wake up between 9 and 10 p.m., it means you are worried about something or have some unresolved issue. It is possible that you feel guilty, anxious, or frustrated by some situation that affects you. What you should do is relax, breathe deeply, and let go of what bothers you. Remember that God is with you and loves you. You can pray this Bible verse: cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. If you wake up between 10 and 11 p.m., it means you are going through a process of inner healing. It is possible that you have suffered some loss, trauma, or emotional wound that has marked you. What you should do is forgive yourself and others and accept what happened. Remember that God heals and restores you. You can pray this Bible verse: he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. If you wake up between 11 p.m. and midnight, it means you are seeking your purpose in life. It is possible that you feel confused, dissatisfied, or empty inside. What you should do is reflect on your gifts, talents, and passions, and how you can use them to serve God and others. Remember that God created you with a plan and a destiny. You can pray this Bible verse: for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. If you wake up between midnight and 1 a.m., it means you are experiencing a spiritual awakening. It is possible that you feel a deeper connection with God, with your higher self, and with the universe. What you should do is take advantage of this moment to pray, meditate, and listen to God's voice. Remember that God speaks and guides you. You can pray this Bible verse, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, which you do not know." Jeremiah 33:3. If you wake up between 1 and 2 a.m., it means you are facing an internal conflict. It is possible that you have some fear, doubt, guilt, or resentment that prevents you from moving forward. What you should do is confront your emotions and free yourself from what harms you. Remember that God forgives and frees you. You can pray this Bible verse, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. If you wake up between 2 and 3 a.m., it means you are releasing negative energy and toxins from your body. It is possible that you have eaten something that did not sit well, drunk alcohol, or been exposed to some contaminant. What you should do is drink water, breathe deeply, and relax your mind. Remember that God purifies and renews you. You can pray this Bible verse, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Psalm 51:7. If you wake up between 3 and 4 a.m., it means you are receiving divine guidance and angelic protection. It is possible that you have some problem, challenge, or decision that worries you and you need help. What you should do is ask God and the angels to enlighten and accompany you. Remember that God hears and answers you. You can pray this Bible verse, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10. If you wake up between 4 and 5 a.m., it means you are preparing for a new day and a new opportunity. It is possible that you feel motivated, inspired, or have an intuition that drives you to act. What you should do is thank God for the gift of life and plan your goals and projects for the day. Remember that God blesses and prospers you. You can pray this Bible verse, "Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you." Psalm 143:8. Feel free to return to this part of the video whenever you need to know the spiritual significance behind each hour you wake up. Now that we know that God can speak to us through dreams and visions, what can we do to make the most of these night awakenings? Here are some spiritual tips to help you hear God's voice and grow in your relationship with Him. The first thing you should do when you wake up at night is to pray. Take advantage of this moment of silence and tranquility to talk to God, thank Him for His love and care, ask for forgiveness for your sins, intercede for your needs and those of others, and praise Him for His works and promises. Prayer is the most direct and powerful way to communicate with God, and He is always willing to listen and respond. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that we should pray without ceasing, and in Philippians 4:6 that we should not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, present our requests to God. The second thing you should do when you wake up at night is to meditate on God's Word. God's Word is the source of truth, wisdom, comfort, hope, correction, and instruction. It is the spiritual food we need to strengthen our faith and obedience. God's Word is also the sword of the Spirit, which helps us combat the lies and temptations of the enemy. The Bible tells us in Joshua 1:8 that we should meditate on God's Word day and night, and in Psalm 119:105 that God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. The third thing you should do when you wake up at night is to listen to God's voice. God can speak to us in many ways, through dreams, visions, impressions, thoughts, emotions, circumstances, people, nature, and other ways known only to Him. The important thing is to be attentive and receptive to His voice, recognize it, and obey it. The Bible tells us in John 10:27 that Jesus' sheep hear His voice, and He knows them, and they follow Him. These are some spiritual tips that can help you make the most of night awakenings to connect with God, but there are also some practical recommendations that can help you improve the quality of your sleep and avoid sleep disorders. Here they are. First, maintain a regular sleep schedule. Try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, including weekends. This will help synchronize your biological clock and sleep better. Second, avoid heavy meals, alcohol, caffeine, and nicotine before bed. These substances can alter your digestion, blood pressure, heart rate, and nervous system, making it difficult or interrupting your sleep. Third, create a conducive sleep environment. Ensure that your room is dark, quiet, cool, and comfortable. Use curtains, blinds, earplugs, fans, air conditioning, mattresses, pillows, and sheets suitable to your taste and need. Fourth, avoid using electronic devices before bed. The blue light emitted by screens of phones, tablets, computers, and televisions can inhibit the production of melatonin, the hormone that regulates sleep. Moreover, the content you consume can stimulate your brain, emotions, or anxiety, affecting your sleep. Fifth, exercise regularly. Physical exercise improves your health, mood, self-esteem, and energy. It also helps relax your muscles, relieve stress, and sleep more deeply. Ideally, exercise in the morning or afternoon, but not too close to bedtime to avoid overactivation. These are some practical recommendations that can help you improve the quality of your sleep and avoid night awakenings. Remember that sleep is a basic human need and has a direct impact on your physical, mental, and spiritual health. Therefore, take care of your sleep and take advantage of the moments when God speaks to you through it. Perhaps you have already asked yourself some of the following questions. What does the Bible say about sleep and waking up? What can we learn from the examples of Jesus and other biblical characters? What advice does God give us to sleep well and wake up with joy? Let's see. First, we must remember that sleep is a gift from God, a blessing that allows us to rest, renew ourselves, and prepare for a new day. The psalmist says, "I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." Psalm 4:8. God cares for us while we sleep and protects us from all evil. The psalmist also says, "He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." Psalm 121, 3, 4. God never sleeps. He is always attentive to our needs and prayers. Second, we must recognize that waking up is an opportunity to thank God for his goodness, mercy, and faithfulness. Each morning is a new demonstration of his love and grace. The prophet Jeremiah says, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Lamentations 3:22-23. God gives us a new day to praise him, serve him, and glorify him. The psalmist says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Psalm 118:24. Third, we must follow the example of Jesus and other biblical characters who rose early to pray and seek God's will. Jesus often got up early to withdraw to a solitary place and pray. Mark says, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed." Mark 1:35. Jesus knew that he needed to be in communion with the Father, hear his voice, and receive his direction. Other biblical characters who rose early to pray were Abraham, Moses, David, Daniel, among others. They understood that waking up was a special moment to connect with God and receive his blessing. Fourth, we must apply the advice God gives us to sleep well and wake up with joy. Some of this advice is, first, trust in God and cast your cares on him. The Bible says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." Psalm 55:22. Do not let stress, anxiety, fear, or guilt rob you of sleep. God loves you and wants you to trust your problems to him. He will give you peace and a solution. Second, forgive and ask for forgiveness. The Bible says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." Ephesians 4:26. Do not go to bed with resentment, bitterness, hatred, or hurt. Forgive those who have offended you and ask forgiveness from those you have offended. Thus you can sleep with a clear conscience and a clean heart. Third, avoid excesses and vices. The Bible says, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." Ephesians 5:18. Do not abuse alcohol, tobacco, food, coffee, chocolate, or any other substance that can alter your sleep. Be moderate and take care of your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Fourth, respect the natural rhythm of sleep. The Bible says, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." Ecclesiastes 3:1. Do not go to bed too late, nor get up too early. Respect the cycle of light and darkness that God established to regulate our sleep. Try to sleep between 7 and 8 hours a night, and if possible, take a brief nap during the day. But undoubtedly, the most important advice I can give you is this: accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He is the only one who can give you true rest, true sleep, and true awakening. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. Jesus invites you to come to him, give him your life, your sins, your burdens, your problems, your dreams, your plans and goals. He promises you rest, peace, joy, hope, love, forgiveness, salvation and eternal life. What do you need to do to receive this gift? Just believe in him, confess with your mouth and receive him in your heart. Remember that you are a child of God and he will take care of you, guide you, and bless you. I encourage you to read the Bible, pray, seek a church to congregate, and share your faith with others. And remember, each morning when you wake up, thank God for his love and grace. He has a wonderful plan for your life. I hope you enjoyed this video and found it helpful. If you wish, you can share this video with others so they too can understand the meaning of their nightly awakenings and be edified in faith in Christ. You can also leave a comment, share your experience, ask a question, or suggest a topic for the next video. I will be happy to read and respond. Thank you very much for your attention, and until next time, may God bless and protect you always. Amen.